Right, we're sitting at 7, everybody. I think we should probably get going. Welcome to our Finance Committee meeting today. Good to see everybody. Mike, we'll just throw it over to you. I know Margarita's out.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Adjustments, and you'll see that the mill rate, once you do that, is actually down. It's very small now, but it's still down. And then we heard that the way the system works is that the Fairbanks Borough just assessment, and that's how you make up for it. Well, if you take a look at it for 10 years, the residential property value.
To his termination studies. Hey, it works now. We never even discussed that. And so, and maybe somebody here smarter than I can explain that, but if we were to make cuts at the city, let's just take the police department. If we were to eliminate the whole detective division and say, state troopers, you take that back over again, your baby, and say, well, we're going to save money there. A termination study would kick in then, wouldn't it? No? When would a termination study kick in?
Entire department. So if you eliminated the police department entirely.
Well, I heard that if you went back to a level that's, well, I don't think that's right.
Well, there's the base level, which was.
Yeah. Whenever it passed and changed. Well, that's what this meeting was supposed to be about, is to talk amongst ourselves. Well, I would like to vote this up or down on Monday. I mean, this thing was postponed once already, and I would, to me, this is very important. The position that we take on this kind of determines what I'm going to do on asking people for more money in the city of Fairbanks. This is a big deal to me. To go back and do this again, it dumbfound me.
Nowhere with that thing. So what does that 12 years represent?
The fire department has always been the catalyst in the state for trying to get back to a defined benefit plan. They fought going to defined contribution. And so it was interesting to hear the other day Dominic say, well, we realize now that there were problems with it. There was no realization of that back then. So I was glad to hear him finally acknowledge that. But they've been working on different iterations of this since I was mayor. They said, no, the problems with Tier 4, and that's what they said at the negotiating table, Tier 4. They said, well, why don't you work with us on changing Tier 4 and stop kicking that money back to Tiers 1 through 3? And they just smiled and said, well, we can't do that because most of them are Tier 1 through 3. But if you want to fix it, you fix Tier 4. That's how you fix it. You don't go back and create a defined benefit plan again and go backwards. You correct Tier 4, and you stop feeding that money back to Tier 1 through 3, which to me is totally unethical. They shouldn't be having to do that. And also, where I would argue with Dominic is that when you go to negotiations, Jeff put it absolutely perfectly the other night. He said, why in negotiations, when you're looking at salary or package increases, why do we not address Tier 4 with those new employees or those new hires? Why is it always across the board? And I mentioned that when we negotiated with them, and they did not want to go in that direction. So you hear one thing, you see people doing another thing, and that bothers me a lot, that the focus should be there. He said, we're having trouble hiring. We're not. We've got full staffing, or pretty close to full staffing, in the fire departments. Statewide, it's not a huge problem, like it's being portrayed. With police, it's interesting to me to see all of a sudden we're making progress there. We're getting police staffing to the point the four positions that were eliminated to fund that contract, we're being asked now to create those positions again. So the argument that, well, the only way we're going to get firemen and policemen in the state of Alaska is go back to defined benefit plan holds no water. And it's really discriminatory. It's just for those two classifications, and nobody else gets in on the deal. But it is nobody. Staffing for police departments is a nationwide problem. I mean, I doubt that any applicant we get in here goes, I'm not going to apply because you don't have a defined benefit plan. 99% of the people out there don't even know what that is. The health plan, yeah, and we've taken care of that. It was a costly change, but we made that, and that's a real plus, and it might have something to do with the recruitment that we have. But going back to a defined benefit plan, no, I don't buy that for a minute. And that puts everybody in the state at risk, because you're making a promise that you're going to pay this much money whether the stock market or any other market you're invested in performs or not. And that's required by the Constitution of the state of Alaska. And that is unfair. If they want a defined benefit plan, it's called Social Security, the one that you have to pay and I have to pay and everybody else out there. But they don't have to pay Social Security, but they have the option of using it. That's a defined benefit plan. And why do you not hear that, oh, we want to go back to not a Tier 4, but we want Social Security because it's not lucrative enough. It's not good enough. Doesn't pay as well.